Good morning, and God bless you in the name of Jesus. It is an honor to be here this morning. God is good, good, good. And if you don't know that, shame on you. God is really, really good. You know, I was thinking last night, Pastor Stanley has spoken over this a few times before, but when the Bible says there is none good, no, not one, and we talk about, but we know for a fact that the only one that's good is God. And then he explained, or he kind of broke down what good means. And we've taken the word good and we've turned it into something generic and miscellaneous. But from my understanding, good actually means perfect judgment, perfect. Everything that they do and say is perfect all the time. Everything is perfect. Their judgment, their decisions, their choices, everything they do is perfect. That's why it says there's none good but God, because God is the only one that has perfect judgment and decisions all the time. But when we speak about good, we don't think of it like that. We think of good as, oh, yeah, that's nice, or, oh, just something, you know, small and generic. And we've just completely demolished what the word actually means. And that's what Satan does. He cannot create anything except sin. He's created sin. But he can't create anything. He takes what God has already created and try to turn it into something else, try to flip it around and try to do this and that. And people don't really realize that. So I wanted to share that with you because I thought it was an interesting fact that the believers should know. We thank God today is Communion Day. Amen. So we give God praise and we magnify him because he is worthy. We are all fighting some kind of colds and flus and things here in California. It's been really crazy. It's been real crazy. The weather has been down in the mid to low 40s at night. And so it's been causing all kind of problems. But thank God we are still here. And the word of God is still moving forward. And we're still pressing toward the mark. I had a vision. I had a dream a couple nights ago that the Lord gave me. And Abigail, I don't do dreams. I don't really dream. You know, he doesn't really show me a lot of things. But when he does show me something, I know it's him. And so in this dream that I had, it was kind of short. We were on the boat. Ginormous ark. It was huge. And I was on the boat. Yes, thank God I was on the boat. I'm so glad when I had the dream I was on the boat. I wasn't outside looking at the boat. I was actually on the boat. So yay! So I was on the boat. And then there was a level here where everybody was going in. And then there was another level here where some were sitting up here. Good morning, Asia, Allie. And so I was sitting up here and I had a view directly at the door, and S4C members were flooding in the ark. And I was like, wow, look at that. They were just, you know how like you have like 10 people trying to squeeze through a door? That's kind of how it was. And members of S4C, I'm not talking about just this house, I mean S4C Global, the were just flooding into the ark. And I thought that was amazing. And he's never shown me anything like that before. It was absolutely real. It was absolutely real, which tells me it ain't long, because the ark wasn't empty. It was getting pretty full. And members of S4C, they were from all around, were just bum rushing the door. Not in a panic, just getting in. And I'm like, wow, look at this. And I was able to sit at the door, have a view of the door. It was amazing. So soldiers, I'm telling you, this thing is all but a wrap. This is almost over, okay? Don't let what you see in your atmosphere and what you see on the news and what you see in other places, what other people are telling you on YouTube and all this other stuff, don't let that scare you, because God is still in control. God is still doing his thing. God has not changed his mind. He has not altered his plan. God's plan is real, and this thing is happening. And this is going, this, I'm telling you, this is, for lack of a better phrase, this is the quiet before the storm. This thing is about to happen. And when it happens, it's going to happen fast. And whatever side you're on when it happens, that's going to decide where you are.
Right.
You don't want to be on the outside watching the ship sail. Mm-hmm. You don't want to do that. You want to be already in the ark. You want to be in the ark. So when it's, when the door closed, because remember, when the door shuts, only God has the key. Mm-hmm. Nobody else can open that door. And it doesn't matter who's crying, and doesn't matter who's left, and all the apologies and all I'm sorry. It means nothing as far as getting on the ark. Now you have to go through the tribulation in order to, and hold on to your testimony in order to get to heaven. So please don't do that. Amen. All right. So now I want to pray for those. Excuse me. I want to pray for those that are still looking and seeking Christ, those that are still reaching out for God, those that are still having issues, those that are still praying for someone else, those that are still in their sins but don't want to be, those that are dealing with health issues, those that are dealing with financial issues and stress, those that are dealing with so many things. We want to pray for you right now. But I'm telling you this. I'm telling you this. You have, in order, if you want God to really show up and do his thing in your life, in your atmosphere, you must give him all of you. You cannot give him bits and pieces of you. You must give God all of you, because that's what it takes. When you enter into a relationship with a husband, with a man or a woman, husband and wife, when you enter into a relationship, you give that that person wants all of you, not just part of you. That person wants your heart, your mind, whatever comes with you, that's what they want. If you start picking and choosing, I'm gonna give you a little of this, and I'm gonna save this for that one, and I'm doing that's you're messing up the relationship. You're not doing it right. You have to give God your all. You cannot give God bits and pieces. He's God. He's worthy of your all. Amen. If y'all can just raise your hands with me if you can. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you for such an amazing time such as this that we are living in. We thank you for keeping us according to your will. We thank you, Lord, for lifting us up. We thank you for blessing us with people that desire to serve you in spirit and in truth. We bless you and we thank you, Lord, for giving us the foundation, which is your word. We thank you for giving us the keeper, which is the Holy Spirit. We thank you for giving us and overshadowing us with your power, your grace, and your favors. Father, those that are looking for forgiveness, Father, we're asking that you would forgive them right now in the name of Jesus. For those that have repented, for those who have given their lives over to you, and for those that have given their lives back to you, we're asking that you would forgive us of all sin and unrighteousness. Remove anything in our atmosphere, in our life that is not like you. Cleanse our hearts and our minds. Father, there are believers all over the world that are depending and looking for you, that are waiting for your answers and waiting for your deliverance. We're looking, Lord, for your great deliverance because we are walking in the faith and the hope that you have given us. Father, we are standing firm. We are holding ground and we're doing what you have commanded us to do. We are steadfast and we are moving according to the power of the Holy Spirit. We're praying that you would heal and deliver those that need healing and deliverance. We're praying that you would allow those that have been weak to stand strong. And for those that have been dealing with circumstances that they could not fight alone, we're asking that you would stand with them in the name of Jesus. Continue to fight the battles of those that are weak and continue to guide those that are marching forward and pressing into the cross. We're praying in the name of Jesus for every person that has asked for prayer, every person that has asked for deliverance, every person that's praying for somebody else. Their mothers praying for their husbands and children, and fathers praying for their children and wives and friends praying for other friends. Anyone that's praying for somebody else that they will be healed and delivered, we're praying and we're lifting them up in the name of Jesus. We're asking that your perfect will be done, that you would forgive us of all sins, and that you would cleanse our hearts and our minds so that we will be what you have called and created us to be. We're praying that someone will be healed today. We're praying that someone will be delivered today. We're praying that someone's eyes will be opened today. We're praying that chains and shackles will be loosed from someone today. We're praying, Lord, that someone will be healed on today. We're praying through this service that someone will be awakened and will understand that they need Jesus. We're praying that someone will be healed. We're praying that someone will be delivered. We're praying that someone will receive this prayer and they will say yes to your word, yes to your will, yes to your understanding, and they will walk on to the ark. So that when it is time and the doors close, they won't be on the outside wishing they were in. Father, bless every member of the body of Christ, every member of S4C Global, every member in every city, every township, every country, every state, every region, every person that has said yes to you. We're praying that you would lift them up and let something be said today that will stir them and that will keep them according to your will. We pray for the backsliders. We pray for those that appear to be left behind, that appear to be on that track. We don't want our loved ones left behind. We don't want our companions left behind. We don't want our children left behind. We don't want our parents left behind. We don't even want our bill collectors left behind. We don't want them left behind. But it is an individual choice. And so all we can do, Lord, is pray that your perfect will be done and that their eyes will be open before it's too late. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, so I think we can go ahead and do some communion now. What you think? Amen. Ain't no need. Jesus is not going to wait forever. Amen. So, amen. So, Officer Ryan, Leslie, and David. Amen. So, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Ryan, come here, son. Hold your arm out. Amen. First, I'm going to your hands. Hallelujah. La bici ala mia sedon. La isi. Glory to your name, Father. Let your perfect will be done in the name of Jesus for these servants. For the servants of the Most High God, Episomon. If you're going to, take the Lord's Supper, come wash your hands, if you can. Let me hold the baby. Amen. Hallelujah. Ha ha, you got me. Ha ha, you got me. Hallelujah. Amen. Today is the day of salvation. The Bible says, "The day you hear my voice, harden not your heart." If you can hear me talk, this is your opportunity not to harden your heart. If you can hear me speak right now, whenever you play, whenever you hear this, good morning, Dunny, good morning, Trevon, oh my goodness. Amen. Y'all come on up and wash your hands. God is worthy. He's worthy. Ooh, he is looking at me. He is checking me out. I ain't mad at you, bro. Amen. Amen. I do. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Amen. We are. Do you know God loves children? God loves children. And heaven is filled with children. God loves children. And that's one of the reasons he says, unless you come to me as a little child, you cannot enter in. God, you have to have the spirit of a child when you're serving the Lord. Child don't have any, y'all understand. Amen. You okay, buddy? You okay? I got you. I'm going to get a smile one day. You watch. That's all right. That's my boy. That's my boy. Amen. Amen. We give God praise and honor. We are going to do communion now. Good morning, Pastor. Good morning. Amen. I thank God for my healing, because a few days ago I was sick, sure enough. Amen. And when I realized what was going on, I'm like, no. I started praying, laying hands on myself, started taking some stuff to get rid of that thing, and the Lord has brought us on the upside.
Amen.
Amen. My wife's fever broke. Amen. And she's turned the corner, and we're on our way up. Amen. So because the work has to go on.
Amen.
The work has to go on. The work cannot stop because of weather change. Amen. The work has to go on. Amen. Amen. So I'm reading from 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, and I'm going to read the 23rd verse, and then I'm going to jump over to the 28th verse. Amen. Amen. Pastor Drew, if you can get everyone, where is she? My baby right here, she's going to help you with the communion.
Okay.
Yeah, you. Hello, Tremont. Come on. Oh, my goodness. Oh. See you. Are you back or are you just passing through?
Oh, permanent.
Yes! Oh, man. Yes!
Hallelujah.
Permanent!
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That he's been a member of this body since. Amen. Amen. I've seen a lot of kids grow up in this house. Praise the Lord. So, 1 Corinthians 12, I'm sorry, 1 Corinthians 12 and 23. For I have received from the Lord what I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. Okay, so I'm going to stop there. Preparing for the Lord's Supper. This is what I want to get to first before we get to that. Verse number 28. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ eat and drink judgment on themselves. The scripture says we need to examine ourselves. You need to make sure that you understand why you're doing what you're doing. You need to make sure you understand that this is just not a game. This is not a lunch break. This is not religion. Okay? This is what we do in honor of the Most High God. Every time you do this, you are saying, I am honoring what God did for me in his body. I am honoring what God did for me by shedding his blood. I am honoring that. And how do you honor that? You honor that by your life, by your lifestyle, and by your relationship with him. Your life should reflect your testimony. You say you are a child of God, your life should reflect that. If you are not a child of God, you should not be taking this communion. If you are a child of God, but you know your life, but you know you are a little messed up right now, you should not be taking this communion. You need to repent. You need to repent. You need to repent. Ask God to forgive you of all your sins and unrighteousness. Ask God to move you from where you are into where he wants you to be. You need to repent. Get it right with God first, and then you can take the communion. Because if you don't, and if you take the communion and you know you are in sin and you have no intentions, oh, that's okay. That's okay. She looks, she's like, uh-oh. If you did it and you know you have no intentions of asking for forgiveness, you know you have no intentions of allowing God to change your life, you know you are living against the scripture, but I'm going to take it because I don't want other people to know. The Bible says you are eating and drinking damnation unto yourself, not deserving the Lord's Supper. And so I read that part first because I need you to understand, do not take this if you are still in sin. Put it down, repent, hit your knees or raise your hands or whatever you can do, wherever you are, and repent so that you will not be eating and drinking damnation unto yourself. This is a law. So it's not like God put something on me. This is a law. If you violate the law, then these things will happen because that's the law. It's not that God has to stop what he's doing to zap you. This is the law, and that's part of what comes with the law. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. All right, so now I will go back to, so while I'm reading This is a good time to examine yourself. This is a good time to repent, because God does not want anyone to die and go to hell. He does not want anyone to be lost. That's your choice. Okay? Amen. Anybody?
Amen. Amen.
All right. Amen. All right. All right. Amen. Amen. Verse number 24. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body. This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Amen. So I'm going to wash my hands again. Amen. Brother Ryan. Thank you. Because what we're doing is a holy thing, and we want to honor God. Amen. 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 This represents the body of Christ. He went through torture for our sins. He came here. God in the flesh came here to save a world. Do not eat this knowing that you are not worthy of eating this. Do not take this knowing that you are not representing God. The Bible says, for as often as you do this, you show his death until he come. Righteous Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless you because you're worthy. We understand that this is your body, which was broken for us. You were beat and spit on. You were tortured for our sake. And you did it with joy because you wanted to suffer for your bride. And by doing this, I am showing my gratitude and thankfulness for what you did for me. We bless you. And everyone that eats this who have been called worthy in your sight, in Jesus' name, amen. Break the bread and eat. And in the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink, in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat of this bread and drink of this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Every time we take communion, every time we eat the bread, every time we drink the cup, we are saying, we are holding true to the word of God until he comes. We are saying, God said it, I believe it, and I'm going to keep it until he gets here. I'm not going to stop looking. I'm not going to change my mind. I'm going to be a believer until God gets here, until he rescues me, until he fulfills his promise, until the end. I'm not going to stop being what God has called me to be. That's what you're saying. Every time you do this, you're saying, I'm following God. Amen?
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, every person that takes this representation of your blood, every person that says yes to you, every person that believes that you are who you said you are, every person that says, I will be a soldier in the army of the Lord as long as God will have me, help keep us focused, keep our hearts and minds stayed on thee. Bless us as we drink according to your will, in Jesus' name, amen. Let us drink together. And if we read further, the scripture says, and he will set the rest in order when he comes. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the communion. All right. Let's get some prayer going. Amen. Hallelujah. Asia, let me know if you have anyone in the chat room that are asking. Let me know if there are anyone in the chat room that are asking for prayer. Okay. They are? Oh, let's do those. Yes, ma'am.
Tanya is asking for healing for her mom.
Uh-huh.
She has bone marrow cancer, kidney issues, and needs strength to return to her legs.
Oh, okay. All right. And that's Tanya?
Tanya's mom, yeah.
Tanya's mom. Okay. Tanya's mom. Amen. We're going to pray for Tanya's mom right now. Amen. We're going to pray that the Lord will have his perfect will. We're going to pray that the Lord will enter into the body of Tanya's mom and heal. God can restore strength. We're also praying for our brothers and sisters. We have Don and Sean and Dominique. We want to let you know that we're still praying for your healing, for your aches. Amen. God is a deliverer. God is a healer. It can be done, and our God can do it. Amen. We're still praying for Jaqua. Amen. She's back home. Amen. She was just severely dehydrated. Amen. And I've been there, and so I get it. And so God is an amazing healer. But Tanya's mom right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we don't know what the full problem is. We don't know what the full situation is, but you do. Amen. Pastor Drea, Asia has some chats.
Amen.
Amen. We don't know what's going on with her mom. We don't know the ins and outs of her body, but I know that you know. I know that you are the great healer. I know that there is nothing that you cannot do. Father, you are able to heal and deliver. God, you are able to give her strength back in her legs. You're able to give her strength back in her body so that she could step out on faith. I know, Father, that you have the power and the authority to heal and to deliver. I know, Father, that there is nothing that you cannot do. There is nothing. There is no one on this planet that you cannot reach. There's nothing that you cannot overcome, because you've already overcome the world when you shed your blood on the cross and you rose up on the third day. There is nothing that you cannot overcome. So I am praying for Tanya's mother and for every believer that's dealing with the body aches and pains, for every believer that's dealing with attacks against them by this world, for every believer that's saying, yes, I will go forth no matter what the condition, no matter what the situation, for every person that continues to believe, I am still praying. We're praying for them in the name of Jesus. Let your perfect, perfect God, let your perfect will be done. I expect healing for Tanya's mother. I expect a good report from Tanya's mother. You told us to pray. You told us to ask. You told us to believe. You told us to have faith. And we are doing that. We're standing on your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. What you got? What you got?
Linda Searcy.
Linda, yes.
Linda.
Come on, baby. Come on up here.
Oh. May need surgery, getting a biopsy Tuesday. And Jim's having a test on his heart.
Oh, boy.
So let's list the family.
Yeah, the Searcy family has been a part of this family for many years. Yeah. The Searcy family, they have been a member of this body. They support this ministry. They are believers in the gospel of Jesus Christ. They are family. Amen. So we want to pray. We want to pray for them. Oh, my goodness. They've been dealing with things off and on, and we've been praying for them off and on, and we want to keep them lifted up in prayer. We want to keep them encouraged, because we know that this battle, first of all, we win.
Yes.
I've already read the back of the book. We win.
Amen.
I already know that, okay? But you got to stay in the race.
Right.
Amen. You got to stay in the race. You cannot not leave the race and still win. You can only win if you stay in. And if you stay in, the Bible said a race is not given to the swift, neither to the strong, but to the one that endures to the end. So, David, you don't have to be like me. You don't have to be like Ryan. You just got to be like David. That's all. Do whatever your best is. That's all you have to do. You don't have to run as fast as me or slow as Ryan.
That's right.
All you got to do is just keep going. That's all. And as long as you keep going, you'll make it to the end. I don't know how it could get any easier. He said, just keep going. He says, Danita, you don't have to be like Pastor Drea. You don't have to be. But you'll be just as saved as Pastor Drea.
Amen.
Amen. You don't have to. You don't compare your walk to anybody else's walk. That's the worst thing in the world. That's like comparing your marriage to somebody else's marriage. You can't do that. All the dynamics are different. Everything is different. Just because y'all drive the same car and the paint on the building is the same, that don't mean it's the, You can't compare this. You can't. Every family is different. Every race is different. Every walk is different. Every relationship is different. It's all different. You can have three sets of twins, and every one of those children will be different. Every one of them. Well, Jesus. You cannot compare you. I don't know why, but this is what he gave me, so that's what I'm going with. You cannot constantly compare your walk to someone else's. I'm never going to be like so-and-so. Well, thank God we got enough of them. I ain't never going to do it like them. Good. I didn't like the way they were doing it. No how. Thank you for not doing it that way anymore. You know, I can't preach like Pastor Sandy. I don't know what he knows. You don't have to know what he knows. I can't pray like Pastor Ben. Well, you ain't got to pray like me. Does your lips work? Yeah, that's good enough. Amen. Just be who you are. God wants to work with who you are, not who you want to be. Amen. The Searcy family, that didn't have anything to do with you, Searcy's. that wasn't nothing to do with your family, but that was just something that the Lord gave me. But we want to pray for them. Amen. And every family that's going through something. Oh, my God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, the Searcy family is a very beloved family of this house. They're faithful believers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You've given them favor before. We're asking, my Lord, that you would give them favor again. We're asking that you would open doors that have been shut or open windows that didn't exist. We're asking that you would do something in their favor, on their behalf, for their healing and deliverance. We know that you can because we know that you're God. We know that you can because we've seen you do these things before. We have faith that you are the healer because you have healed us. We have faith that you are the deliverer because you have delivered us. We have faith that you are the great I am because we have seen you in this atmosphere. And Father, the Searcy family and other families that believe that you are who you say you are, we're praying for healing and complete deliverance because you are able, because you are God, because there is no other God. You are the only true and living God. There is no other God. You are the true and living God. You have created these bodies to obey you. You have created our minds to obey you. And you have created our wills to have the ability to obey you. We're asking, Father, that you would speak the word from your throne and your people will be healed. Speak the word from your throne and your people will be delivered. Speak the word from your throne, God, and their faith will be healed. Speak the word from your throne and it will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 What else we got, people?
Amen. We got a good list.
Amen.
All light, praying and healing, free from pain and suffering for their family.
Yes.
And that's all I have, is all light.
That's all right. Right. Amen. For every person that's praying for their families.
Yes.
This is a tough time that I don't know what's so different about this season. But it's crazy. Have y'all noticed that? I've seen a lot of stuff in my day. But this season that we're in is just bananas. I've never seen stuff like this before. It's just people getting sick for no reason. And I'm sure there's a reason. But I mean, just things that out of the ordinary just happening for no reason. I don't remember the last time I caught a cold. I don't remember the last time I caught the sniffles. And the other day I was as sick as I could be. And I'm like, what's the deal? Of course, prayer changed that in a couple of days, you know, so I was not defeated. I was just attacked. But I was like, what's happening with our people? What, just the weather? This is crazy weather. It's just, I don't know. It's something in the atmosphere. It's the spirit that has changed in the atmosphere. It is the spirit of the atmosphere that has changed. And it's not just where we are, but it's around the world. It's the spirit in the atmosphere. The enemy is preparing for his time. Amen. And he's going to get it because God said he's going to get it. He's going to get 7 years. The enemy is preparing for his time. And so the atmosphere has changed. So listen, you need to make sure that you are steadfast in Christ. I'm not saying that you're walking perfect because we still mess it up. We still trip, but I'm in Christ tripping. I'm not in the world tripping. I'm in Christ tripping. I never thought I'd say those words. 60 years, I never thought those words would ever come out of my mouth. But I'm saying it. If I'm going to trip, I need to trip while I'm in Christ so he can pick me up and get me back to going. Because if you go into the world and trip, we may never see you again. You cannot afford to be outside of this boat. I told y'all that the dream. I told him this morning, right? This morning. Lord help us. I told you earlier, right? Or this morning. Thank you. Right? Completely okay. Amen. The dream I had about being on the ark, on the boat. It was the boat was huge, but saints were coming in. And S4C was coming in. I saw some faces. And they were coming in. And S4C Global was coming in. They were coming in. This thing is real, y'all. This thing is for really real. And he showed me, and it was like here. That's how he showed me. It was like here. It's right here. It's right here. Ryan, it was like, it's right here. In the dream, I saw me in the dream, and I saw me sitting down watching the people come in the door in the dream. And it was absolutely real. He's never shown me anything like that before, ever, ever, ever. And I said, this is real. I said, this is real. And the saints were crowding in. I said, this is real. This thing is about to happen, and you need to be on this side of the, you need to be in the boat, not outside wondering what's going on inside the boat. Amen? Yeah. Amen. What else? We have another prayer request?
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Elijah.
Mm-hmm.
I just say Elijah.
Elijah.
Healing in advance for third stage syphilis?
Oh.
That is in their bones causing suffering.
Oh my goodness.
That's right.
Third stage? I didn't even know there was a third stage. Oh my goodness. Third stage. Ryan, would you anoint my hands, please? It's right there. Third stage, Pastor?
I didn't even know either.
I didn't know there was...
I have to look that up just for curiosity. That's crazy.
Thank you, son. Thank you. I know God is a healer and a deliverer. Even though I've never heard of that severe, I know God can do it. If he can raise Lazarus from the dead, I think that's bigger than the third stage syphilis.
Amen.
Amen. If he can cause the sea to part like this and let people and animals go across dry land, amen, I think God can fix this. Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry, I was just taken back because I'd never heard of anything like that. But I need you to understand, whatever God's perfect plan and will is for your life, you need to give that to God because God is able to do it. It says in the bones, right? In the bones. God is the healer and the deliverer. So they didn't give a name, right?
No.
Elijah. So Elijah, whenever you hear this prayer, and anyone that's dealing with anything like that, whenever you hear this prayer, whenever you see this video, I need you to raise your hands and point them at me, just like I'm pointing at you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, no one's more worthy. No one's worthy except you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, no one is higher than you. No one can compare to you. No one is as great. No one is like you. You are the only true and living God. We're praying for healing and deliverance of that. Is it a disease? Is that, I don't know how you call it. Okay, I'm going to say disease for lack of knowledge. I'm going to call it disease. We're praying, Lord, that you would heal them from the disease, that you would enter into the bone marrow, and that you would cause things to change. Father, I know that you are able. I know you can do that. I know that you have the power and the authority. You told us to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover.
Yes, thank you.
You told us to pray for the sick. You told us to lay hands on them. You spoke to us. You wrote it in your word. You ministered this to us. And we are simply doing what you have commanded us to do. We are praying for the sick and those that are in need. And this believer, this soldier, and any soldier like them are definitely, desperately in need of your healing and deliverance. Father, there's only one doctor qualified enough to fix this, and that's you. There's only one doctor qualified for the complete healing, and that's you. There's only one doctor qualified to wash all the sins away and give them healing and deliverance and that testimony, and that's you. God! La Roshati Shomne, send your warring angels on behalf. Send your healing angels on behalf. Send your ministering angels on behalf of those that are sick and those that are dealing with problems and illnesses and body aches, those that are dealing with loss. Send your presence so that they will speak a testimony according to what you have done to them and through them and for them. Let your light shine on their atmosphere so they will be healed and it will cause others to believe. Let it be so, Father, because you said if we ask, it would be given. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. We'll go ahead and do two prayers. Olga is just praying for her husband and her kids and their salvation.
Yes, Olga.
And Spring has a husband, I'm not sure how to read this. Okay.
She's having dialysis with heart trouble. And she's picking up all the pieces to serve him and minister to him.
So, strength,
and he needs healing.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you.
My God, thank you. Come here, son. Say that one more time.
So, Andre is Spring's husband.
Yes.
He's suffering with heart issues as well as dialysis. That's complicating it.
Yeah.
So he needs healing.
Yes.
She needs strength to serve him better.
Yes.
Thank you.
God is able. God is so able.
Yes.
I've seen God do miraculous things. I've seen God take impossible situations and turn them into an amazing light.
Yeah.
We're praying for both of them. We're praying for the one that needs healing and the one who's serving the one that needs healing, because they both need prayer. They both need strength. They both need the power of God. They both need it. And the families of them, they all need the prayer. It's not just the person that's going through, but it's the person or people that are going through with them that also need the prayer. Amen. It's the people that are going through with them, the people that are praying with them, the people that are standing there watching with them. They all need prayer. Father, we're praying in the name of Jesus for your glory. We're praying that somehow you will put a canopy, a shield, something around that family so that your healing will go forth. For the one that needs the healing, and for the servant to the one that needs the healing. Oh my God. The Olivia Sani Atoroshani. Let the healing go forth in the name of Jesus. Let the healing go forth in the name of Jesus. Let the power be made known in the name of Jesus. Let it shone. Every step they make in the name of Jesus, let it go forth. Let it produce fruit that will please you, my God. Let it produce fruit that will honor you, Lord. Let it produce fruit that will give you praise. Let it produce fruit that will give, that will show our victory in you. Let it produce fruit that say, for God I live and for God I die. Let it produce fruit for eternity. Hallelujah. Let your word produce and multiply in those bodies, in those minds, in their hearts. Let it produce more glory for the kingdom of God. Let it produce. Let it produce in Jesus' name. Come on, somebody say, let it produce. Come on, say, let it produce. Let it produce. Hallelujah. Let the word of God bear fruit in your heart and in your minds. Let the word of God bear fruit in your healing.
Yes, Lord.
This is what I need you to do. No, you can still come up, Pastor. You can still come up.
It's just a reminder.
Yes, ma'am.
Salvation for Olga and her family.
Thank you. Badu Savis. La du Savis Seria. Tell me a chasson. Olga and your family. Salvation for your babies, your loved ones, your spouse, your children, your friends, everyone that is a part of your family. Salvation. This is what I need you to do. If you're dealing with any type of stress, listen to me close. If you're dealing with any kind of stress that is causing your body to react, if you're dealing with any kind of sicknesses that are interfering with the operation of your body and your mind and your spirit, if your atmosphere is surrounded by things that are troubling your spirit, I need you to take your holy hands and I need you to lift them up to God, Jesus. And I need you to claim your victory. Repeat after me, Father God! In the name of Jesus, these hands are holy hands. These hands belong to you and to you alone. Sanctify these hands to be used for your glory, for your power, for your authority, and for your will. That whatever it touches, in your name, and do not doubt, according to your will, it will be so. Now take those hands and lay them on yourself. And say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, these holy hands that have been placed on this holy temple, bring forth healing. Bring forth deliverance. Bring forth salvation. Bring forth life. Bring forth your power, your authority, your might, and your joy. Bring forth forgiveness and complete healing. I command these things in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. 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 You can replay that over and over and over until you can feel your healing. You can replay that over and over. I see you over there moving around down here. I see you feel. You can replay that over and over until you feel your deliverance, until you feel the power of God surging through you, until you feel your atmosphere is clearing up. I don't know what the enemy has spewed into the atmosphere, but I know God has a shield around his people. Amen, amen somebody. Amen. Because don't you know, if the enemy can't shut you up, he would do anything to shut you up. If it's sickness, if it's doubt, whatever he can do to shut you up, he'll do it. But do you know that you have the authority to counteract whatever he tries to throw on you? You have that authority. The Bible says, greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. Whatever the enemy is trying to do, you've got the power to outdo it. You just, am I right? The problem is, you don't think you do. The problem is, you don't have enough faith to believe that God will do it because you asked. I got to have Ryan to pray over me before it'll happen. I got to have the pastors to pray over me before it'll happen. You don't understand that the same Holy Spirit that's in me is the same Holy Spirit that's in you. That was the same Holy Spirit that was in Christ when he walked, which is the same Holy Spirit that was in Lazarus when he got up, which is the same Holy Spirit that's in heaven right now. Same power. There's no two or three different powers. It's the same power. It's the same. It's the same power. The same power that makes me talk nonstop for an hour. It's the same power in you.
Hallelujah.
It's the same power. The same power that makes Pastor Sandy know what he know and he know he don't know. No. That's the same power. Amen. Did you catch all that? Thank you very much. It's the same power.
Yes,
it's the same power. My question is, do you believe you have the same power? See, because we haven't been taught that we have the same power, because certain things can only happen if the pastor pray, if the prophet pray, if the heebie-jeebie man pray. Amen. Man, that's a bad word in here. God has the authority. God has given us the authority to pray over our own self. Amen. Why would he give you authority to pray over somebody else, but he wouldn't give you the same authority to pray over yourself?
Amen.
That don't make sense. That don't make sense. Y'all can eat. I bought the food, I cooked the food, I served the food, but I can't eat. That's crazy. It don't make sense. Why would he doesn't love me more than he loves you. He don't have a Holy Spirit for the pastors, a Holy Spirit for the communion workers, a Holy Spirit for media, a Holy Spirit for evangelists. That's just stupid. That's just dumb. One God. One power. Jesus. One deliverance. One strength. One blood. One death, one resurrection. It's the same one. And he doesn't love me more than he loves you. It is possible for me to love him more than you love him, but he does not love me more than he loves you. And if you give your life to Christ, he'll do you the same thing. Amen. What you got, Pastor?
I need to go back.
Go back.
All light didn't hear the conversation, but didn't hear the actual prayer.
Okay.
Want to pray.
Yes. Yeah, they didn't hear the prayer?
They didn't hear the prayer.
Okay.
For healing.
Yes.
Free from pain and suffering and for their family. So
I thank God that he's
that
I thank God he's listening. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes,
thank you for listening. Thank you for contacting us. Thank you for being part of the live stream. Those that are able, thank you. All right?
All right.
Father,
light.
All light. All light. That girl, I get it. All light. For the family of all light. For the healing and deliverance. For the strength. For the authority in Christ. We're praying for your complete deliverance. Our God is a complete God. He's not a partial God. He's not a sometime God. He's not an almost God. He is the absolute God. Our God is a God of healing. Our God is the God of deliverance. Our God is a God of fullness. Our God will not leave you nor forsake you. Praying for healing. They want healing?
Yes.
We're praying for your healing. We're praying for your deliverance.
We're praying free from pain and suffering.
We're praying that the Lord will remove the pain. Remove the suffering. We're praying for your family. We're praying that the Lord will open a door. We're praying that the Lord will remove the blinders. We're praying that the Lord will open up the understanding. We're praying that the Lord will meet you where you are and lift you up in the name of Jesus. We're praying that God's perfect will be done in your life and in your family's life. Praying that sin will be removed in the name of Jesus. We're praying that the provisions will be delivered. We're praying that your needs will be met. That the God that we serve will answer your prayers. And not just that family, but families like yours that are in desperate need, that need the Lord and his power to show up. I need those of you that are looking for God right now, that know you need God, to just stand to your feet if you can. If you're driving, don't stand up. Stand to your feet if you can. Raise your holy hands, because remember, these hands are holy. They are set aside for the purpose of God. Raise those holy hands and cry out to God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, heal my family. Heal my situation. Heal my mind. Heal my body. Relieve us of the pain and the torment. Relieve our body, Lord, of the things that we're going through. Relieve us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Give us the power to go through and to march. Holy, holy, holy. Let your perfect will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I want to run through so that we don't leave anyone.
Yes.
And I do want to stress that we will be praying for you even as pastors listens to this list.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to make sure that we at least acknowledge so the prayer warriors across the nation can jump in on these prayers.
Yes.
Can you help me with some of these names too? So we have 2324.
2324.
DS 2324.
Yes.
Praying a prayer for a friend who is a doctor and dealing with a bladder cancer.
Oh my goodness.
And has to close his dental practice.
Amen. Father, please, in the name of Jesus, let your perfect will be done. Father, we don't know all the details, but we know you. And Father, that dentist, you can enter into, Lord, we know you deliver cancer. Lord, you can enter into those bones. You can enter into that cancer and you can rebuke it, because light and darkness cannot live in the same place. And so, Lord, as your light enters into that atmosphere, into that situation, the darkness will be forced to move. La iyohusu mutushano. Move, Lord. Cause it to move. Cause it to move in Jesus' name. Go ahead, baby.
We have Ronnie from the Spragans family.
Uh-huh. Spragans family.
Prayer Turner, and also pray. They wanted to pray for their family and friends, and they also want to pray for Camara's family.
Camara, Father, we're praying for these families. Whatever the need is for these families, whatever they need, Father, you are the great God of supplies. You can supply our every need according to your wealth in glory. You can supply the needs of these children. God, you can supply their needs. Whatever their needs are, let it be so. If there's any sin, remove the sin so that their needs can be met. If there's any doubt, remove the doubt so that their needs will be met. If there's any confusion or darkness, remove the confusion and darkness by your light so that their needs will be met in the name of Jesus. Let it be so. Murushan, move it in the name of Jesus.
Tisolamanasis. 2, Lori Marie is praying in the area of obedience and discipline in the name of Jesus.
Lord Jesus, for those that are praying so that they can be more obedient, for those that are praying because they need more discipline, first of all, thank you, Lord, for allowing them to acknowledge that these are the things that they need. It is a blessing to know that you need that and you are going after it, because there are so many people in the world that don't want to be obedient, that don't want to acknowledge the word of God, that don't want to follow through. But God, these soldiers that want to be that, we're praying for their obedience and what else?
Obedience and discipline.
For their obedience and their discipline in Jesus' name. Let your perfect and absolute will be done. Give them the obedience to be faithful servants. Whatever they need, move it in their direction so that they will understand that you have heard and are answering their prayers.
Zeal.
Thank you, baby.
Will. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Zeal for his will is his tagline. Ruben is asking for prayer for guidance concerning kingdom music.
Yes.
That's cut off, huh? Let's just pray that he's listening to the right kind of music. He wants to hear kingdom music.
Yes.
And separate himself from the world.
Praise God. Kingdom music and want to separate themselves from the world. That you couldn't ask. You couldn't ask for a better thing. Kingdom music. Kingdom music. Father God, in the name of Jesus, for every person that desires kingdom living, kingdom music, kingdom speech, for every person that desires to be more lined up with your perfect will, for every person that desires to want to follow kingdom lifestyle, want to be more and more like Jesus, Lord, open the door. Provide them with the wisdom that they need to be what you have called and created them to be. Teach them about kingdom living and about kingdom music. Teach them about your kingdom. Allow your presence to flow through them and minister to them so that they will be what you have called and created them to be. They want to be more like you. Hallelujah. They want to be more like you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Was that it for the prayer?
I got 3 more.
Okay.
And I got at least a couple of in-house prayers as well that needs to happen.
So. Amen.
Shaw Clan?
Uh-huh.
Praying for father and brother to be saved, including extended family members and the rest of the family who are included in them, and for finances, prayer to be delivered from sexual sin.
Oh, my God. Yes. Father, that is a tremendous prayer request, and we believe that you will honor it in the name of Jesus, because they want their lives to be cleansed in the blood of Jesus. They want their lives to reflect their relationship with Christ. And Father, I believe in the name of Jesus that you will fulfill that desire for them to be stronger and more in you and separated for your purpose alone. I believe in the name of Jesus that this is your will for their lives, and in the name of Jesus and by that blood of the Most High God, we declare it for that family right now in the name of Jesus. Let it be in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Pam, praying for healing numbness in both of her hands.
Numbness, my God. Pam, we're praying with you in the name of Jesus. If you have any anointing oil, if you have any, and Pastor Drew, you'll speak to them about the things that we can send out when we're finished. If you have any anointing oil, take a little bit on your fingers. I know we're out of time, Abigail, but we have to keep going. Just the tip of your fingers and just, amen, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And anoint those fingers in the name, because, and declare those fingers holy. Declare those fingers sanctified. They're for the purpose of the Most High God. This is the property of the living God. I command you to go back. That's what I do when things in my body start acting crazy. I command that, listen, you don't have permission to get all crazy. This temple belongs to God. You need to get back in order. You need to get back in line. Nobody gave you permission to act up. Amen. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah. Listen, I minister to this old frame. I dust it off and shellac it and get it right and let's go. You know, anybody got time for that? And who got time to be laid up sick? Who got time for that? This is a harvest time. See, this is a time to be getting on the boat. This is time to be ministering the gospel. This is time to be preaching and praying. There ain't got time to be snotting and snotting. Ain't got time for that. You better get it together and let's go. Amen. And then pick it up and just drag it where you're going. You do what you got to do to get where you need to be, right?
Yeah, thank you, Jesus.
My faith is, if I pick it up, the Lord will help me drag it.
Amen.
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 And prayerfully, by the time I get there, I'll be walking.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
That's all right. I'm still here.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Did I pray for them?
For the sexual abuse.
Okay.
Just in the name of Jesus.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
That was painful for her hand.
Yeah. Yes. 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 Oh, well, I was going to say, if you don't have any oil. We'd be happy to send you something. Just so you guys know, the last two or three days, I got a little behind in my emails. For those of you that are requesting things, I got a little bit behind in my email a couple of days. You know, so I'll be back on track. You should be caught up by Monday, tonight, tomorrow, and all your requests will be answered. So
Amen.
I just had a couple of days that I needed to do some other things. Amen. I'm sorry, Pastor. Go ahead.
Okay. Mike, praying for good friends, Nanny's mother, Carol,
mm-hmm.
believed to have a massive stroke just last night and another mini one today.
Oh, my goodness.
We want to lift that family.
Amen.
Jesus.
God is able. Okay. Even when things look their absolute worst, God is able. When things look like they can't, how can they get any worse than this? God is able. I've seen God do things. I've seen God do the impossible in front of my eyes. I've seen God pull this church buried from. I've seen God deliver this church. I was standing there watching, and I still couldn't tell you how he did it.
Jesus.
Do y'all understand what I've seen God do things for people that I couldn't explain it if my life depended on it. I've seen him do it. I can't even describe how he did it. It's just, he did. This is a perfect time to allow your faith to work. This is a perfect time to give your faith to God. This is a perfect time to say, Father, I don't know, but you do. And so instead of relying on what I know, I'm going to rely on who I believe in. I'm going to rely on Christ. You said you would do it. I'm going to believe that you'll do it. Even if you choose not to, it's not because you were unable to. You just chose not to. Amen.
Amen.
Father, we're praying for you right now in the name of Jesus. Healing and deliverance. Father, you're able to heal her from that stroke, massive stroke, and smaller strokes after. You're able to heal and deliver. You're able to lift them up. You're able to call them out. You're able to speak from your kingdom to that bed. You're able to send the word of healing. You're able to send a word of deliverance. You're able to send a word of encouragement even to the family. You're able. Let your perfect will be done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Tanya, prayer and healing for her mom.
Yes.
Has bone marrow cancer, kidney issues, and needs strength to return to her legs.
Yes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I know you can heal her legs.
Yes,
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I know you can heal their body, their strength. Father, you are able to remove every impurity of the body, every impurity in the bloodstream, every impurity that will cause infections in the body. You are able to remove it, oh God, and you are able to put healing in place of pain. You're able to put joy in place of sorrow, God. You're able to put life in place of death. You're able to move on their behalf. Lord, give them the testimony so that they will shout out to others, yes, God did it again. God is still on the throne. God is still the God of healing. You are still the God of deliverance. You are still God. Let it be. In Jesus' name, let it be. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Deborah, emotionally abused wife of an unsaved husband, needs prayer for her marriage.
Yes. Father, we rebuke. First of all, Father, we thank you for allowing us the opportunity to pray for so many people.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you because it is an honor to pray for the people of God.
Yes.
It is an honor. Can I have the people of God to surround the area that they to just come up here? It is an honor to pray with and for the people of God. It is an honor. And Father, I'm praying not just for the abused, but for the abuser. I rebuke the abuse. I rebuke the abuse of the abuser.
Yes, Lord.
That's a demonic spirit. Abusers are carrying a demonic spirit. And I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus for the person that's been abused. I pray healing and deliverance over that soul, over that mind. I pray healing and deliverance over the person and people like that have been abused, that are in abusive relationships. I pray that God will heal and deliver. I pray that God will send his light and cut out the abuser, that abusive spirit, that dominating spirit, that spirit of attacking others. I pray that God will release healing for them both. Healing for that household. Healing for that marriage. Healing for that atmosphere. Complete healing. I'm praying, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would heal the abused. That you would heal the abused from their mind to their body. Send healing and deliverance. And for the abuser, that you would enter into that mind and that you would correct whatever went wrong that caused them to feel that they have the authority to abuse others. I pray healing for that marriage. I pray salvation for that marriage. I pray sanctification for that marriage. I pray strength in you for that family. And let your prophetic will be done. Keep them in a place where you will get all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. For every abused person that's still living with their abuser, for every, whether you are male or female, whether you are the children, for every abused person, I'm praying that God will strengthen you and show you a way of escape from the abuse. I'm praying that God will strengthen you and will comfort you through your abuse, and that will show you an escape from the abuse. And for every abuser, I'm praying, I'm rebuking that spirit of abuse in you. I'm rebuking that spirit of abuse of total authority in you. I'm rebuking that spirit of dominating someone else. I'm rebuking that spirit, and I'm praying, God, that you will find salvation in Christ Jesus. Because if you are abusing people and you are lording over people, you do not have salvation, because that is not the spirit of God. If you are lording over people as a God, you are not walking in Christ, and you need salvation in Jesus' name. And I am rebuking you and your spirit, and I am praying that the Lord will send salvation to you. And I'm praying healing and deliverance for those that are abused in the name of Jesus. And that God will give you the power and the ability to fight back. You don't have to fight back with fists. You can fight back in prayer. You can fight because more demons are destroyed in prayer than any other way. More battles are won in prayer than any other place. You can defeat your enemy in the spirit realm, because that's where they're getting their ammo from, the spirit realm. And so you can defeat, you take that battle to the spirit. Thank you, Lord. Take your battle, abused person, take your battle to the spirit realm. How do I do that? You give it to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm being abused. I need you to show me how to fight abuse. I need you to show me how to stand. I need you to build me up. Give me the strength that I need so that I am no longer an abused person, but I am now victorious. Because it is not God's will that you remain an abused person. That is not God's will. And if, oh my God, you have authority over abuse in the spirit realm.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
You have authority over, many of us have come from those type of relationships that God has delivered us from. You have authority over that in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus covers your abuse. Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
The name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus covers what you're going through.
Yes.
And God will fight your battles if you let him, if you give it to him. He will fight your battles. He'll teach you how to fight.
Thank you,
amen.
Last one, and then there is a praise report.
Okay.
This prayer is another serious prayer.
Yes.
The very stones is their tagline.
Mm-hmm.
Praying for them and a partner's son's mother.
Mm-hmm.
Have been trying to be faithful man and father and witness for 4 years, and now they can't. But he is still rebellion. Mm-hmm. Rebelling. So that's all I got.
Okay.
I just feel like we need to make sure that we're praying for that family in that situation.
Well, for Ellie, who's still rebelling, that
Jesus.
Rebellion is straight from Satan. Rebellion. That's directly from him. And so we definitely need to pray for Ellie, right? Who is still rebelling.
Yes.
Amen. Because they are unaware. Because if you're actively, not willingly, knowingly rebelling, you are obviously unaware mm-hmm. of the consequences and the source. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen.
And so, because we have people, I don't care if I'm going to hell or not. That's because you don't know what hell is. Mm-hmm. That's because you somebody has fed you something that ain't right.
Yeah.
That's because you don't really get it. If you really knew how bad it was to get shot, you wouldn't really want to, you wouldn't say, I don't care if I get shot or not. You wouldn't say that. If you knew what it was like to get shot or run over by a car, you would be saying, I don't care if they run me over or not. You wouldn't say that. Why? Because I've been there. I know what it's like. I don't want that. So we're praying for the rebellious child. We're praying the strength for those that are trying to lift up that family, for the person that was trying to but is no longer able to. We're their strength. We're praying that the Lord will deliver them. We're praying that the Lord will save them while there's still time. That the Lord will save them before it is too late. God, one day, and one day soon, y'all not listening to me. One day soon, one day will be the last day. One day, one morning you wake up, it's going to be the last morning you wake up. One night when you fall asleep will be the last night you fall asleep.
Yes.
Do y'all get that?
Yes.
And you need to make sure, since the Bible says tomorrow's not promised,
yes.
You need to make sure that when you fall asleep in Christ.
Yes.
You need to make sure that whenever you, if the Lord allows you to wake up the next morning, that you wake up in Christ and praising his name, because you don't know what the rest of the day look like. And the Bible says tomorrow is not promised. I know we've been used to getting up every morning and doing the same thing. That don't mean you're going to always do that.
Yes.
There are a lot of people that didn't wake up this morning. There are a lot of people that fell asleep last night and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know where you stand. And so you need to make sure that whatever God's will is for your life, you're covered. Because once you enter into that next realm, there's no coming back. There's no change in the story. There's no rewriting the book. That's it. Amen. I pray, Lord, for them all, that you will cover them all, that you would lift them all, that you would forgive the sins of them all, that you would let your perfect will be done, because they need this and they need you. Let it be so in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Did we get them all?
We did. I just
post that praise report.
Not in without a praise report.
Ooh, thank you, Jesus.
DS.
DS.
2324, who we prayed for today.
Yes, yes.
Has no pain in their hands.
Our God,
Jesus, hallelujah.
I was telling, I don't know, it might have been Pastor Sandy, I don't know. I was telling somebody, the Bible is living. The Bible is not some old book. The Bible is a living source. It's real. Our God is real. This is real, y'all. This is real. This is real. This is so real. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Pastor Sandy. Pastor Sandy.
Yes, 2324. Thank you.
Amen. Okay. You probably have to do that when Pastor Sandy gets up like you did last Sunday.
Yes,
amen. Amen. We thank you for being with us. We are giving God praise. We thank.
Yeah.
I don't know how to thank God for his faithfulness and for his faithful people and for those that actually love him. I don't know how to thank God for such wonderful gifts. But we give God praise for all of you that we went way over time today, and Pastor Sandy's here, so we want to get into the word. But we thank you, Minister Pastor Drea is going to tell you about the things that we want for you. We have an email address now, Pastor. Did Nikki give it to you? I'll send it to you for Tahira. I'll zip it to you.
Amen.
She's doing the Bibles and the Talits and the oil and the Bible 101. And did anybody look at that Bible 101? Did anybody look at that Bible 101?
Beautiful.
Did anybody
sound information that even if you think you already know, it's an excellent reminder.
Yes.
It lets you know what we believe in here in this house.
Yes.
It's positive biblical information that you cannot live without.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. I urge you, if you have not looked at that Bible, it's basic information before leaving earth. I didn't create that. I swiped that off of somebody else. But it's Bible basic information 101.
Yes.
And I'm going to give you some for our guest. I should have had it with me, but I don't, but I will. Amen. And so I want to pray for all of you that the Lord will continue to strengthen you and lift you up. And as Minister Lord would say, either in the crowd or in the cloud, we'll see you soon. Amen.
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 Amen.